Radio 4th News online.
The furthest anyone's actually got is Madagascar, and the rest of the boats have actually pulled into Mauritius. So this is the first time it would ever be done. And it's going to be, it's almost twice the distance of the Atlantic. It's actually 5,000 nautical miles. So it's going to be a really tough old slog.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's going to be quite a tough physical challenge as well. I mean, it's not like you can just sort of stop for a bit of a break halfway through. I mean, how do you prepare for something like that?
Well, I mean, you know, as I say, this is not the first time I've rowed an ocean. I'm really looking forward to this. This is one of my longest ocean rows. And, you know, a lot of the team have rowed oceans before. So I think that, you know, what we operate on the boat is what we call a buddy system. And everybody kind of looks after everybody else. You know, the main thing in the tropics, of course, is heat. It gets up to 40 degrees in the cabin, so keeping your buddy properly hydrated and motivated at night time, you know, when the heat goes a bit doon, as they say. And, you know, you start not working as hard. And, you know, we're not there particularly to beat the Indian Ocean speed record. But, you know, if it's on the cards, we'd like to take that too.
And so why was this something that you've decided to do? Where did the idea kind of come from?
Well, the idea for the Indian Ocean started about 3 years ago. And, you know, it's been on the forefront of our, you know, our portfolio of expeditions at ocean row events. You know, it's taken that long to put together a crew of the calibre that we were happy with that could do this sort of distance, you know, in relative comfort.
And you mentioned sort of the heat and things there. Is that going to be the sort of toughest thing you expect to face, or are there other challenges that you're kind of expecting?
The heat will be a big problem because you don't have air conditioning in the cabins. So in the day, it will be like a sauna, and at night it can actually get quite cold. So it will be a major problem in our rest times. It's 2 hours on, 2 hours off. In the rest time, we might not be able to sleep because it's too hot.
And so how confident are you then that you can complete the challenge?
It's very much, you know, a matter of preparation, getting the right people on board. The boat is tried and tested. We did a transatlantic last year, and we set the fastest time across the Atlantic last year in the boat. So the boat's improved. We've managed to get a few upgrades on the boat, so hopefully she'll be a bit quicker, you know, across the water in the Indian Ocean, and we won't suffer some of the little pitfalls we had on her maiden voyage.
And so just to finish up then, how much are you looking forward to actually getting started?
I've actually been dreaming about it most nights. I just can't wait. It's been a year of training for it, a year of getting as fit as I can. And now it's like half of me can't actually believe we're actually going to be doing it now.
The latest local news from Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife. Plus the stories which matter to you from around the world. 24 hours a day at 4th1 and 4th2.com. Radio 4th News online.